Kimber's Blackout Challenge.
The Blackout Challenges. Now, these happen to us. They're basically going to happen over the entire year. Our producers put blindfolds on us, noise-cancelling headphones. They take us to a location, and when you remove the blindfold, you and I are just forced to deal with whatever circumstances we've been left with. Mm. Now, Pete, I'm going to say one of my favourite qualities about you is your enthusiasm.
Oh, thanks, Kimber. Appreciate that.
Like, you will throw yourself into anything. If we make a suggestion, you are the yes man. You will go, yes, and you will do it with fervour.
Big shoulders, guys. Big shoulders.
Sometimes afterwards you're like, I regret agreeing to this.
Oh, most times I regret agreeing to it.
But I love that you always go in bold. And so this blackout challenge, we were like, let's give Pete something that I think he's just going to excel in. He's just going to see this and he's going to run with it.
And I had thought often, like honestly, I've given this one thought where I've seen it on the telly and I've gone, I could do that. I reckon I could do that. And I've often thought to myself, nah, I'd do that, not a problem. It's just reading numbers off a screen, isn't it?
Absolutely. And so we thought, let's set you up. So we took you to the Channel 7 studios and we had Sam Jolly there. And she was going to immediately throw to you and you were going to remove your blindfold and there you are, the Channel 7 weatherman, Pete Corralli.
It's been another sunny day in Perth. For the latest forecast, let's bring in Mix 94.5's Pete Corralli. Pete, just how hot did it get today?
Those lights are really bright. So it got to, geez, you know what? It was a hot one for this time of year. It got to 30.3 at 1:40 p.m. today. But the minimum today was 15.4, which is around about half what the maximum is, but it was 0.1, just more of that half of what the maximum actually was. And that happened about 39 minutes ago. Sort of. What time is it? Anyway, how are you? Hi, how are you going? Hey, there's a camera guy over there. Hey, buddy, what's your name? Am I meant to... Do I press the thing? Okay. As you can see, we're over the top of Perth at the moment. Scarborough hit 31. And in Northern, where it should be a lot hotter than what it is in Scarborough, it's actually 29, which is crazy. I think it's the El Nino effect. I'm getting the wind-up from the producers. And that's a really beautiful shot of the freeway. And as you can see, we're now doing traffic. Is there a backwards on this? Is there a backwards clicker on this? No? Okay. And main weather, Perth. Perth weather with Samantha Jolly. Hey, there we go. Thank you. Thanks.
That was a comprehensive wrap of the weather.
No, it wasn't. That was an absolute disaster. I was so lost.
I thought you were just going to excel. I was like, this is going to be, he's going to see the bright lights and he's going to go, game on, moles. And I thought you were really going to bring it. And you choked.
I don't know how to, like, explain. First off, when you hear the beginning of the audio, I'm like, ah. It's because I was blindfolded for half an hour being driven around Perth. Mm-hmm. You take your blindfold off and the lights are so bright. So I had to adjust. So everything was fuzzy.
The bright lights of showbiz throwing you off your game.
Stop it. And then everything clears up and there's Sam and there's the, you know, and you start to sort of figure it out. And then they just hand you a clicker. And then, like, I'm looking at the screen. I'm like, there's so many numbers. There's so many numbers up there. And that wasn't even half of what it was that ended up going to air.
We're well aware that that wasn't even half of the weather. You didn't get anything in there.
That was hard. That
we
was
didn't
very
hear anything
hard to
at all.
To. I'm going to be honest. That was very hard to listen to.
Oh, you think it's hard to listen to? You should watch it.
I don't want to watch it.
No, definitely do watch it. It's on our Mix 94.5 Facebook page. You should check that out for sure. Because the video is excellent. You're just looking around as if the answers are going to come to you, as if the skill set's just suddenly going to drop in from nowhere.
That's how she makes it look. It turns out she's been doing it for 30-odd years.
Thank you, Sam Jolly, for tolerating Pete.
Thank you to 7 News and Samantha Jolly for allowing us on the set, even though it'll never happen again. And, yeah, as Kimber said, you can see the video on socials.